of all, congratulations on your amazing performance here in Helsinki. How do you feel about that? Opening the biggest metal festival
in
Finland.
It has been so crazy to open in general. And just playing festivals for us is so new. And it's just been like a life-changing experience. Because I've always just looked at other bands at festivals and been like, wow, I can't wait to be there. And now we're here. So it's been incredible.
So you heard about Tuska Festival before?
Hell yeah. It's funny because I've always just wanted to come to Tuska Festival. Yeah. But now we're playing it. So this is my first time being here in general, but this is our first time playing as well here. So it's just been such a weird experience, but it's been absolutely amazing.
So basically a dream comes true, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the crowd was great as well. In my head, I'm like, we're opening the festival. Maybe people are going to be a bit, you know, early starting, maybe not moshing, but people were doing mosh pits and stuff. And I was like, this is so fucking sick.
Yeah, it was from the fire.
It was so much fun.
Oh, by the way, since you already were collaborating with the Funeral Portrait,
yeah,
are you going to join them later on stage, maybe?
I would love to. But I think because we have to go back to the hotel and pack all our stuff, but we hopefully going to make it for their set. But yeah, Lee joined us on stage and he had such a fun time. And it was so cool because I felt like the crowd wasn't expecting it, so it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, so maybe if you can do it later, that would be
amazing. That's a good point. That is a good point. Who knows?
But how in the first place you get this collaboration together? Because they're from the United States. You're from Australia.
That's
how
right.
How you got this friendship collaboration?
So we wrote this song in LA about a year ago. And this was after we already toured with them in America. And so when we wrote the song, we're like, this should have a collab on it. And we were like, who should be on this? And we wanted someone eccentric and very different from us. And the first person we thought of was the Funeral Portrait. And obviously Lee's voice is very like charismatic, almost like, you know, My Chemical Romance vibes. So it just felt like the perfect fit and he was happy to do it. And literally just got released like 2 days ago. So it's been amazing.
So you went to United States to do this record?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's the place where everyone goes when they need to write records because there's so many people there to work with. But yeah, we did that in the States like a year ago.
And how is the situation with music scene in Australia, especially for your music genre, the way you play?
The music genre is okay. In Australia, it's not as big as America and Europe, I think. But there's still a scene there. And I feel like a lot of the Australian fans really appreciate the new stuff that's coming from Australia. But yeah, I feel like America and Europe are very much more involved in the heavy scene.
So you're more famous in your own country, in Australia, or in the States?
In the States. And weirdly enough, Germany.
Really?
Germany's like our second biggest one, and then UK. But yeah, a lot of Europe as well.
Mostly States and Europe.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird because like we're Australian and we thought we'd have more Australian fans, but it's very different. Which is very surprising.
Maybe because for your music genre. But how would you characterize your music genre? Because, you know, if you Google your band, they say it's pop band, which is not that.
What is it?
Yes.
Really?
In Google, it was said that Melrose Avenue, pop band from Australia.
Pop band?
Yeah.
I mean, we have pop influences, but we would, we say we're like pop metal. Because, like,
metal,
for me,
when
I write melodies, I like to, like, lean more towards, like, a pop kind of song that's gone heavy because I used to love Punk Goes Pop and they just did covers of pop songs but they made them heavy. So in my head I'm like, that's what I want to do and what we want to do as a band, so we're really leaning towards that, so more people can get into this scene and you know, people who don't listen to this kind of music, so it's just more easy for them to find it, you know.
But what kind of music inspired you, like what kind of music you were listening when you grew up, and what made you to be a musician?
When I was six, it was Michael Jackson. I used to do impersonations. I used to have a hat, used to have a leather jacket. That was my first ever, like, wow, who's this guy? And then once I was in my teenage years, early teenage, I found Breaking Benjamin. And then I found Bring Me the Horizon, Parkway Drive. And that's when I really kind of leaned into that kind of more emo, kind of like sadder, kind of heavy music. And I felt like that related to me much more than other stuff. And that's how I really got into it. And I've always wanted to write stuff like that. And I ended up having the chance to. And then Melrose Avenue got formed. And now we're here. And it's just been a crazy journey.
So for you, this festival is the biggest European festival, or you played some other big festivals?
They've all been big festivals, I feel. I feel like you can't really tell how big it is because it just looks like a lot of people in general, every festival. And I was really shocked how many people were there already at the start. So when we got on stage, it was already like a bunch of people watching, and I was very shocked because I thought we're just starting. I wasn't expecting that many people to be
sold out festival.
Yeah, I was just like, because in my head, I usually come a bit later to festivals. So I'm like, okay, maybe people are going to come later. But everyone was there. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah, it was very cool.
So it's basically, Helsinki is your last stop on European tour, right?
This is the last one. It is.
It's a good one to close the tour like that.
Honestly, the most perfect place to finish it. And now we can just relax, watch other bands we want to see, like The Plot and You, obviously Bad Omens as well. And I wish we were here tomorrow because I know Bring Me the Horizon is playing, and that's one of my favorite bands. I have a tattoo.
You're gonna see them.
I have a tattoo of That's the Spirit, their album. But I'm not going to be there tomorrow, so you got to tell me how it goes.
Of course. Absolutely. But by the way, I noticed you have a lot of tattoos, like all your body. What inspired you?
Weirdly enough, it was mostly, I think, Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon.
So he inspired because he also a very tattooed man.
I remember seeing his tattoos. I watched a music video, Shadow Moses, and I was just like, whoa, these neck tattoos are so cool. But obviously, like, my parents are very religious, so they're like, don't ever get, like, tattoos
and
do this.
Your parents are Croatian, right?
Croatian, yes. They're Catholic Croatians. They grew up in a village, Tomislavgrad, which is, like, Bosnia. But they were pretty much always against tattoos. But then once I started getting them, they were like, okay, I guess, you know, he likes that kind of stuff. And but yeah, Ollie Sykes inspired me to get him, and yeah, fucking love it.
Oh, that's amazing. By the way, I heard you, you became first of all famous by TikTok.
Oh fuck!
Correct.
Yeah, that is true.
But how did you get this idea to use a TikTok to bring the attention to the band?
I'll be honest, it started off as like a joke. I was just like, oh, let me just do some funny videos, and then I was like, what if I? Then it started going well, and I was like, what if I add my music to the videos that I'm doing and try to promote it, like, you know, both ways. And then once I started doing that, it was working really well. This was before we got signed to Hopeless Records, and that's how they found us online on TikTok. And I feel like that's got us where we are now, because everyone's found us online. And I feel like most bands, if they're struggling to find a way to break through and they're still like early, I feel like, trust me, social media is going to help you a lot, and it helped us a bunch. And
so
now we're at Tuska playing, opening up the festival. So
yeah, because you're a young band, you like started like just a few years ago, right?
So we've been a full band for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So we're very new, and it's crazy how far we've come already within like a year and a half. So it's been absolutely mind blowing.
But what's your like a future plan? What do you want to achieve with your music? What is your goal?
Our goal right now is just to release an album, because we haven't released an album at all. And I feel like the new stuff that we already have for this album that we will be releasing is very much what we are to the core. So that for us is the next step. And just in general, for me personally, I'm already happy. Like, I've already felt like I've already hit the goal that I've always wanted when I was younger. So for me, I'm just ecstatic that we're here. And but yeah, next goal is just the album.
When are we gonna expect your album?
I don't know. It's as soon as it's everything's ready, because we want the debut album to be amazing for everyone, and we want everyone to really see us as who we are as musicians. So I feel like as soon as we get that, I reckon next year for sure. I don't know exactly when next year, but it will be coming next year.
Yeah, because I already checked your European tour for 2027. You're going to be here in Finland.
That's it.
Sweden.
We're going to be back with Arunkai. And we've already sold so many. It's weird. I'm sure most people say this, but we sold so many tickets the first day, and we weren't expecting it because, like, we're still very fresh. And it feels like this is going to be the biggest headline tour we've done so far, which is just so weird because, like, I don't know. It just feels like we've been going. It's going so fast, but it's so exciting.
Yeah, I can see you're shining from
it's from crazy happiness. This is like, this has been my dream since I was six, so it's just like getting to live this, and like even getting to do stuff like this as well, where you're asking me questions about, you know, stuff I've always wanted to do. So it's just a real honor to just be here.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Vlado, so much.
No, thank you so much. We wait
here back to Finland in 2027.
I can't fucking
wait. Probably you can play other festivals here in Finland.
Hey, who knows?
Yeah,
if they want to spend, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's